Okay, guys, welcome back to the Parenting View podcast. My name is Maria and I run Happy Mum, Happy Child. And let's just jump into it. Okay, so today I've got Lisa Hayes from Hanging with the Hayes here. Say hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Can I turn this off?
She's really obnoxious and has her computer on.
Yeah, let me just mute.
While she's faffing around with her computer, I got together with Lisa so we could do a couple of podcasts, and we asked over on my Insta stories, come and follow me on Instagram, Happy Mum, Happy Child, what we should talk about. And one of the first topics was, the exact words were equal rights marriage and then sharing household responsibilities. And so I thought that Lisa and I could chat about our partners and our husbands and their roles within the family and kind of what's happened since we've had kids. So what was Adrian like before you had kids?
I had a full-time job as well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we
okay, yeah, same.
Pretty evenly shared housework. I think, God, it feels like so long ago, but I'm pretty sure we had a Saturday set aside, like a Saturday morning that we sat down and did all the housework and then just each night kind of tidied the house together. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty 50-50 before.
When we leading up to kids, Phil always used to pick tomatoes for his parents on the Saturday morning. So yeah. I would do all the housework and all the laundry. Because back in that day, I just did one laundry a week. Do you remember those times?
Wow.
Like, not even once a day.
I've always had to do multiple because Adrian's clothes are horrible.
Nah, I just piled it up.
Greasy.
Yeah.
Clarify what horrible means.
Horrible, yeah. What does he actually do?
No. Greasy from work.
Yeah. And then, I'll be the obnoxious one right now and turn my watch off. And then, when we had kids, he could see how much of a struggle it was for me. So he really stepped up and helped out heaps more. And he was the first one to do, like, soaking a load of the nappies. And because we had cloth nappies. Did you guys do cloth nappies?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I could not have dealt with
it. The thought of doing it scared the bejesus out of me. But then when we started doing it, we actually got into a routine from the beginning. And I can see how people get really, like, freaked out by it. But
so was Phil helpful from Chloe being born, or was it when he realised you had
issues? For those who don't know, I did get diagnosed with postnatal depression when my daughter was 6 months old, but I had been suffering prior to that. But no, he was pretty good beforehand. He was the one, so I would look after Chloe, and he was the one who would prepare the meals at night and would go and do the grocery shopping and would, like, do the washing and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was the one that got a big bucket and wrote the word poo on it. So we knew to put the poo nappies in there, so we had to soak them. Like, he really stepped up.
Nowadays, you could have a decal for that.
From Alan Monkey. Yeah. Like, over the years, it's definitely been equal, but only because I struggled so much. And I have gotten lazy, for sure. I've definitely, my laziness has increased as we've gone on because he's done that for us.
Mm.
So I tend to say, oh, this is my time for myself, but actually I don't really necessarily need that time anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I think everyone always needs that time, but it's about him then realizing he probably needs that time too.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And like, we all, like, what's Adrian like now? Like, what, so you, how old are your kids now?
My kids now are 5 and 6.
Yeah.
He's pretty good now, but he works extreme hours.
Yeah.
And
he's often on call too.
Yeah. Yeah, once every 4 weeks he's on call. And so call out week, if he's getting a good amount of call outs, he pretty much will do nothing around the house, but that's fine. Like, he's coming home at midnight, that's fine.
And you don't mind.
The other weeks, even though he leaves in the morning about 6 o'clock. It should be just before 6, but not often.
Yeah.
He's not often before 6. And then he gets home generally around 7 o'clock at night at the earliest.
Such a long day.
Yeah. So he kind of has only a couple of jobs that I expect to be done all the time.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
No, I know.
Boss lady.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah. That's good.
But he does the dishes.
Yeah.
and the kitchen.
Oh, cool. That's his little area.
And then just, like, the boy jobs. Yeah. You know, like, rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Minor lawns.
Yeah, we do that.
That sort of stuff. Too. But, yeah, I mean, I suppose it's a little bit different now for us because we have a cleaner.
Yeah.
But I think that also came with me getting busy
working with your work
as well. So yeah. Even though I'm at home, all the same as you, even yeah. though we are at home
yeah.
all There's the a, time, we are actually working.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sitting in our asses.
I don't technically know if that's what I do. I watch a lot of Netflix.
This is technically working. To be fair, I watch a lot of Netflix while I'm working
true.
As well.
Yeah, that's true. I write a lot of blogs while I'm watching Netflix.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's shit though.
Your blog is not shit.
No, no. With us, Phil doesn't leave for work until 8, and then he gets home at 5, but some nights he works later. And in the morning, I do the breakfast for the kids, and I do the lunches. And then he comes along behind me after he's had a shower and does the dishes and puts them away. And that's kind of the routine that we've gotten into in the morning. And then
I think that's what it's about too, like actually finding a routine.
Yeah.
Because once, it's like with everything, once you're in a routine.
Yeah, it just keeps going naturally.
You just know exactly what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to be to fit in with the clockwork of the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so when I wake up, the kids are still asleep and I have my coffee, and then he wakes up, I get up and do the lunches, then he has a shower, and then we kind of swap. It's like this this really well-oiled machine that just goes. And then at the end of the day, I cook dinner, and it depends on how we're feeling, but I usually do the dishes and he gives the kids a bath because I hate doing that or a shower. Yeah, I just don't like doing it. That's never been my thing. And then, because we have this automatic robot vacuum cleaner that kind of does its job during the day, but we're starting to, Phil's implemented like a weekly roster on what we should be doing around the house because we've been getting really slack.
Yeah.
So every week he cleans the toilet, and every 2 weeks he cleans the shower and the bath.
And what's on your list?
I know.
Because you're like, he does this.
I vacuum the whole house every week properly on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Do you not find the Roomba does it enough?
It does a great surface job, and it definitely keeps it a lot cleaner than it ever was kept before.
Yeah.
But especially down in the bedrooms, I like to, especially because Chloe's got asthma, I just like to make sure that everything's dust-free and stuff. Yeah. And then every 2 weeks we will change, maybe every month. I want to say 2 weeks because that makes me sound like a good mum, but maybe every month we'll change the sheets.
Oh, yeah, mine probably goes longer than that.
Yeah, it was longer than that.
I would like to say that it's more than it is, but it's not.
And then, like, during the day, I do the washing.
Yeah.
And not put it away, and then wait till the weekend, and then I have a massive pile.
You've seen my washing pile. I know. So.
I definitely feel like Phil works hard during the week, just like I work hard during the week, in a different way. I pick the kids up from school. I take them to school. I do all of that stuff. And then I still have to look after them between 3 and 5. But then
you also still have to do Happy Mum, Happy
Child. I still do have
which
to.
I don't think people realise how many hours you put into.
No, I think my phone. Well, sometimes I think people think that. It is definitely kind of like a hobby. I have a lot of fun doing it. And sometimes that's why it's hard for me to say it's a job, because I have a lot of fun doing it.
But even Instagram stories, like, you're obviously just talking to people, but it put aside the fact that you have to. Well, you don't have to, but that you reply to people.
Yeah.
That's like a whole separate thing, and that's a long time. But put that aside and look at just talking to your phone.
Yeah.
That's actually interaction and building relationships with your audience.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to do the rest of your stuff that you get paid for to have your job.
Yes, true.
If you weren't building your audience.
Keeping going
through Instagram stories and stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
It's all a job, even though it is. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's a hobby and you enjoy it.
Jesus. On the weekend, Phil takes the kids and does the grocery shopping. He actually takes the kids out quite a bit, which is good because I spend more time with the kids during the week than he does.
Yes.
So it's nice for him to have that time.
But also, your kids don't want to see you. My kids don't want to see me. All they want, when Adrian's around, all they want is to be with him because they don't see him
at all during the week. That your kids actually see Adrian a lot less than my kids see Phil.
Yeah. So in the mornings, he's obviously not here for, like, the routine getting ready and stuff.
Yeah.
But he will get up and he gets my kids a bowl of fruit. Either, like, some grapes and strawberries.
Just to tide them over.
He'll cut up an apple. or like something like that. Just or like if we don't have any fruit in the house, or he like, I mean, he'll pop like a little bit of popcorn in a bowl, or just like a little snack, because it means that, because they wake up quite early, it means that I can lie in bed,
you can have it sometime to yourself,
and get back to sleep prior to having to get up and get them breakfast and stuff. So yeah, he leaves at 6 and we're still in bed for a little bit.
That's good.
The kids just watch
that's
TV
a nice
and have
routine
their snack.
That's a nice routine.
And then get up and rush around and do, mind you, I've only just started doing the lunches again, because he was doing them when I broke my arm. He did the lunches for a good, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, which was helpful, because I literally just had to get up and pour the breakfast and then be like, get dressed,
and that's it. Didn't have to worry about that, but
he's always doing as much as he can, and will do, like, I mean, he could do more in the morning before he left, but he also leaves at 6, like,
it's really early.
He doesn't need to.
Are you comfortable with what it is at right now, like the level that you do versus the level he does?
Yes.
So do I. Yeah,
but only recently.
Okay.
Because it took a long time and a lot of nagging to get him to understand I needed him to take control of the kitchen and that just be his thing.
Yeah.
And once, like, I mean, like, it looks like crap now, but it's call out week. But and I've got us all back.
Yeah.
But
winch, winch.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what it's like. But prior to him, like, I just needed him to understand that it's hard, right? As a guy who is out working away from the house and not actually seeing everything that you're doing, especially when you have a business or a blog or both or whatever, and you're at home, and he leaves in the morning and it's messy, and he comes home at night and it's maybe messy.
Yeah.
But you've actually tidied and it's been re-messy.
Yeah.
And you're also working and doing all your other crap as well.
Yeah.
It's hard because they don't see it.
No, they don't see that in between bits.
Yeah.
Does he watch your Insta stories?
No.
No. Phil's only just started watching mine.
He has Instagram and could if he wanted, but...
Mind you don't document a lot of your cleaning and stuff that you do like that. So while you were just talking before, I wrote down a question. I get a lot of, especially in the parenting view group that I run, that you're admin on. Come and join the group.
That we run.
There can be, we've actually stopped those types of posts, like partner bashing and stuff like that, because it's not actually that helpful.
Productive.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people out there who do struggle with their partners getting them to help around the house. And I was like, my question that I wrote down was, what should others do? And my advice to people is always, like, if you don't say you need help, then people, especially guys, they often don't, like, they just are in their own little bubble.
And I feel like from Adrian and knowing, like, your dealings with Phil and Helen's dealings with Tony and, like, the close relationships that I have and what those people have with their partners, I feel like men need to hear it multiple times and not hints. Like, it needs to be
not a hint.
Very specific and... often for a while
and in a nice way too, because guys, I mean this is my relationship with Phil, I can't speak for every guy, but I know that Phil is always like, I had no idea, you just have to tell me, and then keep reminding him and reminding him. And there have been times where I've had meltdowns and it's been at the meltdown point where he's been like, actually understand, okay, fine, I get you.
Adrian's been the same, like, I think guys don't understand, I think it comes back to the you being at home and them not knowing
the disconnect,
the actual equivalent of what you're doing at home. But you know, Adrian's the same, like, I've had to get to a breaking point and be like, I can't fucking do...
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Swearing. I can't do everything myself. Like, I literally cannot have... Like, I even said at one point, like, if you can't help, I need to close my business and look at doing something else, because I can't have a business.
Like, I know, after and two do kids, everything.
Do all of the housework.
Yeah.
Do everything.
Yeah.
And even though we've got cleaners that come through once a week, so it means I don't have to do the toilets and mop the floors and that sort of stuff, we still have to, like, run around with a vacuum. You can't not vacuum for a week in my house,
because
my kids are like animals.
And so are mine. Stuff gets everywhere,
and then animals are,
and you've
like
actually
animals.
Got an animal.
So you kind of still have to do, obviously not as much, but that was also, I either get someone to help with my business or someone to help with the housework. and I'd rather do my business than there's my housework.
Absolutely no shame in getting a cleaner. Absolutely none.
I'm happy to have it.
Yeah, and you should be. Yeah, and anybody out there who's like, oh, you have a cleaner? It's like, yeah, they do. Like, friggin' awesome. Mm. Go for them. I don't need a cleaner only because my house is so small and I can manage that. Plus, I do have a little bit more time. Like, my business isn't the same as yours. But with regards to, like, other people, I was just thinking then, like, if you're having trouble communicating with your partner, I do think it's really good to be open and honest with them and maybe sit down and write down the things that you guys can do together and say, hey, how about I do the dishes in the morning and you do it at night? And like, because when I was growing up, I had two brothers and a sister, so there were four of us, and we used to have chore charts, like the jobs that we had to do each day, and we just kind of got into it. And maybe that's what other people need to help.
From what age was that? Say 5 and 6.
Nah, I wish. I wish. Although I'm kind of getting my kids into folding the laundry, even though they like hate it.
But no one likes doing housework.
No one does. It's just something that needs to be done. But probably from the ages of 7. Well, when my sister was probably 7, 8, 9, 10, so I would have been about 10 or 11, and maybe even younger. Maybe even younger. Maybe she was 5 and we were 8 and 9. So, but yeah, I think that if you lay it out, I know that the thing at the end of the day, though, if a guy doesn't want to help, a guy's never going to help.
Oh, yeah, you can't change someone if they don't have the impulse. And it could be the other way,
too. It could be the other way, too. It doesn't have to be the guy. It could be the girl, the wife, or the partner, the mum. Like, I believe that when you enter into a partnership and then you have kids, it's an equal game, it's equal playing field. It's not one person does more. Just because someone's a stay-at-home mum doesn't mean that they have to do all the housework all the time.
Mm.
You can split it out. Obviously, if you're a stay-at-home mum.
If it worked like that, though, if you had a baby and your baby went to sleep for the majority of the day,
and you can do that,
that whole time to actually be able to do it, but that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I used to find it, like, well, in the end, I ended up making it work around the routine around my kids sleeping. Yeah. So putting all the washing on, then when they woke up, I used to hang it out. We used to try and do it together. But I definitely did more housework when my kids were younger versus what I do now, because I'm a lazy person and I don't really like housework.
Yeah.
But getting more and like.
But I think there's also a difference between like having a tidy house and a dirty house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so I definitely like don't have a dirty
like
house.
A clean once a week is fine. Like, you don't have to do housework every day unless you're doing like one thing each day.
But we haven't got a dishwasher. Not that that makes any difference, because the dishwasher in itself is still doing something. You still have to load the dishwasher, unload the dishwasher. You still have to rinse it down.
Oh, you're supposed to rinse it.
I know. Yeah, so I know that there's a lot of partners out there that don't want to help or think that their work, the work that they do during the day means that they
is harder
than the stuff that happens at home. And I don't think that's fair. It's not harder, it's different. It's just different.
I think it's appealing to how your partner understands things too. Like some people sitting down and saying, hey, this is what's happening, isn't actually going to be enough. Like, maybe they're someone who would rather sit down if you wrote everything down and they read how you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's appealing to, you know, your partner best.
Yeah.
And how they're going to stop and be like, oh, shit, actually, this is important and something that I actually need to take seriously.
Yeah.
But it's finding the way that you get through to get your specific that conversation. Kind of partner.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody responds, like you said, responds to things differently.
Yeah. And what not attack. And it's about you and how you are feeling and what they could do to help you as opposed to what them doing now is shit and not helping you. Like, keep it positive.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it positive. Like, don't put the partner down because they might not realise that they're not helping out enough. Or there's definitely going to be situations where, like I said before, partners turn around and say, I'm not willing to do that because I work so hard during the day and I'm too tired at the end of the night. And you can even, I'm sure there's even a compromise around that. Like, okay, cool, you work during the day. How about on the weekend we get together as a team when you're not working and we'll do it together?
Mm.
And, but I, again, like, if it keeps going and it's an issue and it's such a big issue, that's when you need to look beyond that. Like, maybe you need to go and seek counselling or, I mean, I know that sounds like ridiculous for housework.
Yeah.
But to a lot of people, that means a lot to them, is having help around the house.
Yeah, because it's not just housework.
No, it's not just housework.
It's more the actual help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's about being in a partnership at the end of the day. Definitely. And working together as a team. And if you're not working together as a team, then there's something that isn't quite right. And that's why you talk about it. And that's why you... I mean, I feel very lucky, and I know you do too, about having the partners that the way they are.
Yeah.
And the amount of work that our guys do so that we can afford to stay at home. And... I mean, you run your business, which helps out for sure.
Yeah. I remember when, I think it was before we got married, I said to, a little bit of background, I have one relationship withstanding divorce in, like, a lot of my family. So yeah. My grandparents are pretty much the only couple that stayed in a marriage in my life. I've got people who have long standing marriages, but they're all a second marriage, a first. And I, before we got married, because I was so worried about all like this little stuff, like, because this is the stuff that can break up marriages. Absolutely. Like, totally. Yeah. I said to my grandparents, I think we were over there for dinner or something, and I said, like, what is your one piece of advice to have a happy marriage? Because they're the only ones that I knew. I was, like, desperate to know what the trick was. And my granddad said, communication. And I was like, well, that seems simple.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not. No, it's hard. Not. It's so hard to communicate and let people know how that comes back to them not being defensive because you're not attacking.
No, yeah.
Like, you need to let people know how you're feeling in yourself and not to attack them. And
no.
But
communication is right. Phil and I were talking about this. There's always a right time and a right place, but there's sometimes not the perfect time.
Yeah.
And my mum did, and I told you this the other day, my mum did like a year's psychotherapy course or something like that. And one of the things that she often tells me is when you're trying to express yourself to someone, if you need some help or something, you always base it on how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. So I feel upset when you're not helping me around the house, or I feel really suffocated because of how much, like, bring it back to you, because it is about you, because even though it's about the team.
Yeah, using your feelings is really important too, because even if that's not the intention they had, they still made you feel that way.
Yeah, totally.
So they can't say, when you say, I feel like you were doing that on purpose, they can't say, no, I wasn't, because that's not actually a defense to your feeling. Your feeling is valid.
Yeah.
And your feeling is your feeling. Like, you can't control how you feel. A feeling just comes.
Yeah, it just is.
So if you use a feeling, that's putting it on you and not allowing them to dismiss it.
No. I think that if you're struggling, can I speak? If you're struggling, definitely start communicating. And like, but I keep going back to
that's
the fact
always that,
that
though. That's how breakdowns might not have happened if we communicated.
If we just
a little
talked
bit
about
better.
It, yeah. And there's a lot of people that wait for the right time, and the right time never comes, and so it festers and it gets worse, and then it blows up, and then the other person's like, what the hell?
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And in your mind, you're like, but it's been an issue for years.
Yeah.
So it's...
But they don't know if you don't
If you don't say, yeah.
I feel like that was one of the first things you said right at the start of the podcast.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. No one knows how you feel if you don't actually tell them.
No, that's right. Okay, so I think we're going to end it on that.
Yep.
Thank you, Lisa, for joining me in this conversation.
You're welcome.
And if you guys have any questions or anything, feel free to message me and... Just keep chatting to your partners and keep the communication up, because I think that's just the most important. And don't forget to change your sheets on your bed. Bye.